Welcome to The Scare Guy, Season 1, Episode 4. This is our special monster episode. Stephen King's It is the monster that saved movies this weekend. Son of Monster Palooza hits Burbank. And tonight we have the best monsters of all time.
You'll float too.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, everybody.
Right? How can you not dance?
I know, it's kind of hard. I just don't dance very well at all. It would ruin the evening. Welcome to The Scare Guy. As we said, this is episode 4 of season 1. I am Jim Fry. I'm the managing editor of thescareguy.com and one of your hosts here on The Scare Guy Show. You can find me at Con Guy Jim. And who else do we have here with us tonight?
Hey there, my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And I'm also here a host. I'm host here at Popcorn Talk and After Buzz TV, so a lot of other shows. So,
hey, yeah. I'm Jake. I'm a studio tour guide at the Warner Brothers Studios, and you can find me on Twitter at JT Hummus.
Hey guys, I'm Angela Relucio. You can find me on all social media platforms, and my name should be on this screen somewhere. Just find me, we'll converse, it'll be awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. Glad you're here. And that is Cheeseman on the couch.
Run!
He's not talking right now. He's just floating right now. So anyways, we will get back to him very shortly. And Cheeseman on the couch has a very special guest who's in the room with us tonight, keeping guard. Mama Cheese is here tonight. His mom is here. But she doesn't want to be on camera, so we're not going to force her. Anyways, thank you for coming and spending your Monday evening with
thank
us here.
You.
Halloween is getting close, so we're really getting excited about everything that's going to happen.
Yes.
But we do have to send out a very special message. Our hearts and prayers go out to those who've been affected by the hurricanes in Texas and Florida. So many thousands of people have been affected. I know that I have a lot of friends and family who are in these states and have been affected. And we hope to get down there sometime in the next few weeks. I know that a couple of us are heading down to Orlando for the Halloween Horror Nights event. But if you guys have, if you've been affected, just know that our hearts and prayers are there with you, and we are praying for you guys, and hopefully everything works out. So, all right. We have some very great, great guests with us and hosts and everybody that's with us. You are stinking creeping me out with
the clown mask.
The clown mask on the couch. It's like he's just sitting here staring at me, you know, a little bit. I'm expecting a little bit of a...
Not even the shirt?
It's all,
I got the shirt, too. So.
It's a no clowning around tonight. So
Once you let me talk, I'll take the mask off. This is how I stare you down when I don't get to talk.
Pennywise on the couch tonight. Mm-hmm. So tonight we have a couple of special guests with us tonight. Jake, thank you for returning back to us.
My pleasure. I would love coming here.
I know.
Love coming.
You forced me to come. You forced me to come this time. And Angela, thank you. I think this is your first time too, the Scare Guy.
With the Scare Guy, yes.
You've been a guest with us on the Con Guy.
Yes, thank you. A lot of fun. I'm happy to be on here for your
I love the shirt you have on here.
Oh,
right here.
Thank you. Wait, close up on my chest. No, just it's just a lot of fun. You know, you can't go through Halloween and this season without your good friends to go through houses and haunted houses with you.
Now, speaking of things that are scary, there's something in particular that you are working on this this Halloween season, and we have a poster up right now for anybody who's watching. If you can tell us about this.
Yes, thank you. So I think just a quick intro. I'm an actor. I play Nursery Son Code Black on CBS coming mid-season. Watch it. But I am also directing a short play called The Candy Cane Killer by Rochelle Perry with the Right Act Repertory. It opens on September 23rd for 2 weekends only. That's 5 performances. We have a great cast, a lot of scares, and then it's going along with 6 other plays that night of other genres. So please look out for that, and it'll be my second time collaborating with the writer Rochelle. I did directed 2 of her Stephen King adaptations years ago, so it kind of ties all in tonight. Yeah.
So how can we get tickets?
Well, please visit Right Act Repertory's website, or you can go to brownpapertickets.com, and I'll be posting it as well when you follow me and the Scare Guy on social media.
And we will absolutely be posting it on our site, and I know that I plan to go see it. So
yeah, I can't wait to have all of you.
Yeah,
VIP section.
It's going to be kind of exciting. Kind of exciting. So we do ask everybody who comes on the show, and this is you don't know we're about to ask you this. When did it start for you? Every new guest who comes on the show, when did you start becoming interested in this subject matter, Halloween and spooky stuff?
I think it started when I was young, but it started with like sci-fi weird stuff and then morphed into horror. as an adult, but I'm still, I feel like I'm still in a mild phase compared to all of you, even though, but every year I put together a calendar of events, and I can't wait to see the ones that Carrie is sharing with us tonight, because I sort of became the unofficial organizer for my group of friends, and every year the group just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and we do a bunch of haunts, and my Google calendar just can't handle it.
Nice. Money now.
That sounds like a good problem to have.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Carrie, you've been traveling a lot lately.
Yeah, I started posting the videos, so... because you guys weren't here before. I did these. And then if you guys haven't watched the other videos, I went to Norway, Germany, and London. And so I did some videos along the way, and I started posting some of those. And some of them right now are just like, you know, 30 seconds or less, but like showing you the scenery and environment. Mm-hmm. And then I like gave a description of the area. So hopefully it makes you feel like you went there. So there'll be more later when I actually start talking to the camera and describe what happened. And then some of the places I went, I got to go to the Tower of London, and I did some video there. And so, like, that was really fun.
Ooh,
and the
spooky.
London Dungeon as well.
Ooh,
any yes. headless ghosts? Or
no.
To tune in. Okay. All
right. John we'll Cleese didn't again. Come through. So.
No,
hello.
Darn. I wish, right?
The Tower of London.
Yeah.
Well, and how can we find these?
Those are on my Instagram, and I posted them via my YouTube channels, but you can go on my Instagram or my Twitter, and they're on there.
That's very cool. That is really... I didn't know you were doing that, then I saw a couple of them. I didn't you do one... One of them was kind of creepy. I guess.
Well, one so far is like that I posted was a train station in Germany, biking in Berlin. That was kind of cool. It's the Berlin Wall, and then it goes, and it's I think they called it Topography of Terror, and it's like the original SS headquarters for the Nazis.
Mm. And, doesn't get more scarier than that.
So that was really interesting. Or there was like, I'll be posting this later, there's this random like shack I found in the middle of the hills in Norway. I'm like, this is like a horror movie waiting now.
That's
when you find
so
the weird German scientists in like Human Centipede, and you're
right?
like, ah, you don't know. Go backpacking through
or
there.
Or the dead snow Nazis rising up
right?
and marching
oh, that one's
on
a good
your
one.
Camping. Yes.
All right, it is time for our countdown to Halloween, Mr. Producer.
Woo!
Do we have something to introduce that? Carrie, I know you know it. Angela, do you know what this song is from?
It's so familiar.
It's that earworm that's in there from one of the Halloween movies.
Oh my God! It's in the file cabinet. Okay. In the back of my head.
Halloween
it's
three.
It's like in Dreamcatcher. You're going through.
It's there. It's
Halloween
there.
3, Season of the Witch. So
wow.
We just kind of like it's kind of like it was the movie where every day they were counting down to Halloween. Then when the mask would melt their faces and bugs would crawl out of their brains. It was
the one without Michael Myers. Everyone's favorite.
All right, yeah. Everyone's invited to do a Halloween horror movie, all the sequels marathon. Can we do it? Can we knock it out? Like
all the Halloween movies, yes.
Yes.
That'd be quite the marathon.
There's only 4 of them worth watching. But anyways, it's my favorite Halloween character. My favorite horror movie character is Michael Myers. And there's 4 of those movies. The first one, the second one, H2O, and maybe part 4. We'll see.
Maybe part 4.
I hope the next one, next year is the 40th anniversary of Michael Myers and John Carpenter's original Halloween.
We'll see.
John Carpenter is back on board as the executive producer, and he's also scoring the music. So I only hope it will be a good return to Halloween. They're returning him back to the simple Halloween. You know, back when he could be killed.
So. Less backstory than the Rob Zombie.
So anyways, we have a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks before Halloween shows up. This coming weekend at the Burbank Marriott, we have Son of Monsterpalooza. Is anyone here going? I'm going on Sunday. And Son of Monsterpalooza is actually the sister or brother.
Or the son.
The son convention of Monsterpalooza in Burbank, which happens the other part of the year. So they've kind of split it up, and now it's really big. And I'm going to go over these real quick because I did not get a new festival on here, but I do want to go through some of your events that are happening. Mothman Festival, September 16th to 17th in West Virginia. Scarefest Horror and Paranormal Convention, Lexington, Kentucky, September 9th through... This is wrong. it ends in October 1st. I think this must be September 29th.
That's the longest convention ever.
I know.
Ever, but
yeah. CreepyCon, October 13th through 15th. It's at the Haunted Sands Hotel in Edmonton, Canada. Rock and Shock, October 13th through 15th, Worcester, Massachusetts. By the way, all these are going to be listed on our... there's a message for you, Angela, up on the screen. Rock and Shock, October 15th through... 13th through 15th, Worcester, Massachusetts. Fear Feet, October 13th through 15th, Biloxi, Mississippi. Necromonicon. Oh, that's the new one. October 20th through 22nd, Tampa,
Best
Florida.
Best name for a con I've ever heard.
Necromonicon.
That's fantastic.
Spooky Empire, Orlando. That's going to be October 27th through the 29th. And Famous Monsters of Filmland Bash, October 27th through 29th. I've been getting daily updates from them. They are having a gigantic monster convention up there in San Jose at the end of October.
Ooh, group trip.
Whew, that's a lot of...
That could be an easy road trip. San Jose's not that far.
Let's do it. Yeah, we can knock out a couple of things there, like Winchester House. And there's also a huge outdoor flea market that has rando things. Yeah.
So. Speaking of rando things, you have a list of Halloween events coming up, right?
Yes, it's eclectic. It goes this year. I think even throwing in a couple of escape rooms that they're even though they go all year round, they're doing a special theme for Halloween. And a lot of people ask, "What's your favorite haunt that you do?" And then people say things like, you know, the LA Haunted Hayride, which is great, but I like to go out there, like Corona. Mm-hmm. You guys know Coffin Creek?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's one of my favorites. It's like dark farmland. The box office is just a trailer. It's dark. All you see are stars, and it's marshes, and I think that's what you call them. Not sure. But, yeah, scary stuff, and the production quality is great. And so if you can get out there to Corona, I would recommend it.
Those can be called
Coffin Creek?
Coffin Creek, nice. Yeah. Yeah, let's go. We'll buddy up and go.
Did you ever go to the Haunted Vineyard out that way?
That sounds right up my alley. Is there any haunted wine we can imbibe?
Possibly. I went back in, like,
Or maybe some spirits.
Oh, that's a slow clap there.
Yeah.
That one, because I went to school. I went to UC Riverside, so that was in that kind of
that
Inland Empire area, and it was a vineyard, and the idea was, like, a train had crashed and, like, killed all these people, and you kind of had a little... It was cool. It was small, but it was cool.
I'll look into it. Thank you. Thank you for adding to my list. I knew she would. Perfect. No, I'm glad. Thank you.
Angel, this thing is cool on your wrist. What is that? It looks like a blood-splattered lanyard.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it is a blood spattered lanyard. You are
very astute.
And actually, if you go on Amazon, you can check it out. Just look up blood spattered lanyard and
blood splattered lanyard.
Yes, wait, no. And my buddy Robert actually makes it. The name of the shop is Pinsanity, and he also makes horror themed pins. So, actually, you know what? Go ahead and like the Scare Guys Facebook page. Go ahead and like my Facebook page, and then drop in the comments for both our pages. Yep. And the first person who responds, I'll buy you a pin or lanyard of your choice.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, quit. Do it.
Do it now.
Clowns got it.
Clowns on it. So, since we're in the events part of the show tonight, to let everybody know, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be jumping into It. It was the monster that devoured Hollywood this past weekend. It came in with 100.
It slayed at the box office.
It slayed. It killed it.
Laughed all the way to the bank.
Oh, no. There we go.
Floated to the top.
It wasn't clowning around.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Anyway, so
it's still die going.
$123 million.
Oh, that's the final numbers? Yay.
Yes, it went up.
And growing.
And growing worldwide, even bigger than that, on a budget of just
30 to 35,
I believe.
I think it was $30 million. So it is an enormous hit now. And
it is.
And it is
How many its can we say within?
And so we'll talk about that in just a minute. But right now, we have a couple of events that are coming up here in Southern California that if you guys are in the area, I think you should check out. This coming weekend is Son of Monster Palooza. It is one of the horror conventions that really celebrates movie monsters. I mean, all the best makeup artists and movie models that model all the prosthetics and everything show up. I know that they're going to have a lot of celebration of people who have been in the... It's right here in the middle of Hollywood, so of course it's going to be a great celebration. Here are some of the things that they have coming up. I have not yet been. I'm going this Sunday. So, taking a picture. Ah. All right. So, tell me if any of these things float your fancy.
Caught that
The Haunted Dollhouse walkthrough attraction will be at Monsterpalooza this weekend.
If it's anything like the American Girl store at the Grove, I am in.
I think it is. just haunted. So that one is too. So the screening of The Island of Lost Souls, the special Bela Lugosi classic film, seems kind of cool. The creators of and directors of Crypt TV will be there. Are you guys familiar with Crypt TV?
Yes. A lot of weird stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Explain it to the folks at home who aren't familiar with Crypt
TV. Do you know a little bit about
it? Yeah, tell us.
It's Eli Roth's thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And he started like this online streaming service with some of the scary stuff around, and he's giving like first time and established horror filmmakers a chance to kind of get their stuff made, which is a really
cool
thing. Yeah, they're having the cast screening of the movie Mayhem with Steven, I've never known how to say his name, Yoon from The Walking Dead fame.
Oh, cool. Let's go. Glenn. I think you said it right.
Yeah,
I think I said it right. Do you guys remember seeing him when he went with Conan to the Korean spa? That was the funniest episode of Conan. All right.
Don't look that up now. Wait till the show's over.
What's kind of cool is like then they're celebrating the 35th anniversary of John Carpenter's The Thing with some of the cast and crew from the film. That'll be very cool.
My God. Do you guys know what day that is? I love The Thing. That's actually what turned me like onto horror.
We'll tell you what that is, God, in just a moment.
That's not God. That's the voice of the devil.
Your God demands the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you have a computer?
The computers are down here in the studio today.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, the filmmakers behind the upcoming Cult of Chucky, the ongoing Child's Play movie, they're going to be there as well. The costume contest, cast and creators of the Hatchet films. Last week, your friend was here talking to us about the Hatchet films.
Megan.
I am the world's worst with names. And so she okay. went to, they thought it was like a celebration of part three, but it turned out to be the screening of part four. So that's going to be kind of cool.
Good.
Alumni from Face Off are going to be there from the sci-fi hit series. And then people from the season 2 of The Exorcist, and the list goes on and on and on. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend. The tickets are selling fast. I was in touch with some of the producers for this weekend, and it's already getting close to sold out, but they do still have tickets available, and they're encouraging everybody to come down. It's at the Burbank Marriott, so this weekend, if you are in Burbank, would be great.
Yeah, let us know who's going. We'll see who's watching and going, and we'll all link up. It'd be great.
And we're actually going to mix it up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Mix it up just since we're talking about events happening. We have a great big event here in Southern California called Not Scary Farm. And we have an expert on Not Scary Farm in the house tonight. She's even wearing her crew hat.
Yeah. So the first year you do it, you get a red hat because it's like popping your cherry. And so I have a red one. And then this is my second. I don't think I got one in my third year. So I did 3 years. I did Club Blood, if you guys remember that maze. I was with the Dance of Vampires. And I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. And I've gone to Not Scary Farm every single year since 2004.
It's the largest.
2004, every single year.
And they say it's the largest haunted attraction event in Southern California, which I thought it was Halloween Horror Nights of a Universal Studios, but it's not.
They have more mazes.
Yeah. I was amazed. They say they have 1,000 monsters each
Were
night.
Were you amazed?
They have some stuff. Can you go over some of these things?
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with
these.
Some
of them
Also, I think it is interesting. When you do go there in the Ghost Town area, if you head towards Rapids Ride. There we go. I'm like, what's the easiest way to describe Rapids Ride? There's like a little schoolhouse thing on one side, and on the other side, they have like the history in there, which is really cool. They have old photos and artifacts, and it's just open. You guys can just walk in, just kind of something random to do. But I just saw the history here, though. I'm like, oh, that's a good tie-in. so it was created in 1973. Not Scary Farm is celebrating 45th season this year with 9 haunted mazes, 4 scare zones, 2 shows, and more than 1,000 monsters. I love the shows. That's my other favorite part of it. Hanging is, like, awesome. And they've had a lot of really good shows over the years, too. I also love the dance shows. They're fun. So we got Dark Ride, Castle of Chaos. Guests will wander through an abandoned carnival ride. Oh, that's so cool. Makes me think of the R.L. Stein book. There was one with that one. Yep. Pumpkin Eater, in which the brave must beware of encountering a 7-foot-tall creature on the wooded outskirts of the hollow as he has murder in mind. Dun, dun, dun. The Green Witch House, Trick or Treat, Lights Out.
This is like a tradition, the Green Witch.
Yeah,
right?
That one, I do remember that one. That one visually, I think, has really excellent visual aesthetic and style of how they've done it. I also love the movie Trick or Treat, though it's not necessarily connected. But this year it's apparently up the ante and is allowing you to explore the sorceress's inner sanctum in the dark. Of course, you'll be given a flashlight, but yes, there's always always a but. It's faulty. Aha, nice. Okay. That'd be kind of fun. Other attractions will include Carnival, Ghost Town Streets, Paranormal Inc., Case 13, The Haunted, Haunting of Hayden Hill, The Red Barn, Voodoo, The Order of the Serpent, Timber Mountain Log Ride, a Halloween Hootenanny. Cute. Like that. But perhaps the most important buzz this year for Scary Farm is that Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, will be making her final appearance at Not Scary Farm's self-titled review. Oh, that her show is great. I don't. Have you been able to see
her
show?
I haven't seen her show.
Oh, I'm it's so fun. Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
No.
She's such an entertaining woman.
It's hilarious. Oops. And it's sexy. Yeah. It's a very sexy show. It's raunchy. It's fun. But it's actually not too much, so it's like you could probably take like 13 and over.
Mm-hmm. Could you take your mom to it?
You could take your mom. You know, there.
You're asking for a friend.
Yeah, you're asking for a friend. But I highly recommend the show if you guys go to Not Scary Farm. It's also a nice like break after you've been walking around or something like that. It's nice to like sit in the theater and watch a show because it's her, so they have the comedy, and then they have the dancers, and that's always one of my favorite things.
Are any of the rides open?
Oh, rides are open all the time, yeah.
That's fantastic.
But don't
that's
waste great. Your time on a ride. I know. Why that's yeah. all year round.
That's not what you're
I brought my friends. I'm like, no, we're doing the mazes.
And then
you have to strategize.
Because just this right here, it seems like they have, like, tons of mazes. Oh, what about Charlie Brown and the gang? Are they all decked out?
So the Charlie Brown is, that area is probably the scare zone of the...
Great Pumpkin?
No, the paranormal, probably.
Okay.
Because they did that last year where they did it better. You had a gun and you got to go around like you're shooting the zombies and stuff like that.
Oh, you're going
to
say go around shooting Charlie Brown.
No, it's zombies. And okay. It was kind of fun because it's like you got to, because most theme parks you don't get a run, so you get to kind of run to get to the next spot. So that was fun. It's gone through different zones. Before it used to be more like a haunted forest, and so it's changed over the years.
All right.
Hey, I got some info.
What's your info?
The thing is on Saturday at 1:00.
Oh, at Monster Palooza?
Is this Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Producer.
Yay. Mr. Producer, Saturday at 1:00, Monster Palooza, the thing.
You get a close-up.
All right. Speaking of close-up, so thank you very much for talking to us about that. They had a really cool live... you know, 1 hour presentation last week that was streamed online that you could watch, that they kind of did a big song and dance and musical number to introduce all of these things. And it was kind of entertaining and entertaining to watch.
Yes.
So does anybody else, do you have any more events that you want to throw in here before we kind of move in?
Well, we touched on something that maybe could be family friendly. Mm-hmm. House on Haunted Hill is a free thing. It's in Woodland Hills.
Nice.
They close off, like, I think it's a cul-de-sac or one street. It's really dark. And they put hologram projections, and it's sort of like a love story, a ghost story, but they do such a great job. They take donations, and if you're, you know, in the Valley, Woodland Hills, guys, it's not that far. Make it over there. They only do it in 4 nights leading up to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else do I
do? Do you guys know the Bone House?
I've been there.
If you're in the Valley or get to the Valley, Sherman Oaks area, the Bone House, have you been to this?
I have not been to the Bone House. It sounds questionable, but please.
No, it's actually family friendly. It's a family and they've decorated their home. It's just lots of very interesting and cool decorations.
Is that Boney Island?
Yeah, there we go.
Boney Island.
Boney Island. And then there's...
And it's free also. I think they probably have a donation something, but, you know, it's you just park... And you know, park far away.
Park and walk because it's congested.
It gets very,
I imagine so.
And then in Long Beach, there's the Long Beach Zombie Walk. Have you guys ever done a zombie walk?
No.
I've heard about that.
Done it once. I think I'm going to do it again this year. But
it's fun.
Yeah, so just, you know, you and your closest hundreds of friends as zombies or walkers or what have you. Your horde, yes.
Real friends and, help you fight zombies.
Yes, kill, fight, all of the above. And I remember 1 year I went as... a mom had the pregnant belly and an umbilical cord dragging my zombie baby. It's as if I became a zombie during childbirth. And I was like, I don't know if they're not.
That's semi-spoiler, but still, have you guys seen Girl with All the Gifts?
What is that?
It's a zombie. I was that's a good segue, but I'm like, it's a zombie movie.
That sounds good.
It's a long title for our title. It's a foreign film, but it's in English. I think there's something else shorter. But anyway, it's children who appear absolutely completely normal, but if you have your clean, fresh skin get near them, they go into, like, crazy, like, chitter zombie mode, like, teeth and like want to eat you. And then there's still regular zombies too, but these kids are normal and they're like, how do we deal with them? And like, do we teach them and blah, blah. And it's actually really cool. It's a slow burn, but it's a really cool different take on zombies.
Wow. All right.
I love it. I'm gonna look that one up. It sounds scary even from the title.
It's good.
I believe it's on Amazon Prime, I want
to
say.
I did it as a Redbox when I got it, but yeah, it's probably easier Amazon to get Prime. Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great film. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
So is The Witch right now. That's next on my list, actually.
Do you guys know that LA actually has a video store? I went to
there's
it the other day.
There's a couple, but they're there? Hidden gems. You got to find
or
it.
Or the one in South Pass, Videotech. Do you guys know it in South Pasadena?
I don't. I went to the Odyssey stuff. In North Hollywood the other day to look for some movie that we were trying to find with some friends. It's crazy. You could not download it, find it anywhere on Amazon, Netflix,
and it was
Hulu.
There, huh?
The only place to get it is the video store,
nice.
And it was awesome. Of course, the other half. Never mind. So, Let's talk about Stephen King's
It's
It.
Time.
It is time.
Wait, we all have our clown noses.
All right,
like this.
There we go. It, Stephen King's It, the brand new adaptation of the classic Stephen King novel. It brought in $123 million just domestically this last weekend.
Well deserved. Yes.
I mean, this is exciting because we've had kind of a doldrum last half of the summer. Ugh. No movies have been doing well. We had a couple of good superhero movies that kind of like jolted us. But It has kind of revived the box office. It's the largest ever opening for a September movie, the largest ever for a horror film. Well, for an R-rated horror film or any horror film, it's the largest ever opening for a fall film and the second largest R-rated film opening ever, only behind Deadpool, which had $132 million. That's pretty
impressive.
That's
a high bar. So.
Yeah, I mean, this did set a high bar. We have an article on The Scare Guy right now that talks about why is it so popular, how did it become so popular, and is this the beginning or the continuation or of like great horror to come? Because we've had some pretty crappy horror these past couple of years. Some good horror.
Or a lot of mediocre.
Mediocre.
Like, it's fine.
Yep.
I've watched a bunch of rentals lately, and they're okay. I didn't feel like I wasted my time, but I wasn't like, that was amazing. There might be parts, but...
It's because what is horror? You know, like, it's something that... It scares us, so it can be with a touch of other genres. Like, for me, this movie, it felt like a coming-of-age story, drama with a lot of symbolism, and then freaky crap, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it was scary. But that's what it is. That's what makes good horror. It's just
dark,
whatever plays on our fears.
Is what it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go ahead and start this part with our own Carrie was on the red carpet black carpet for the premiere, and she got to talk to a few of the different people who are in the film. So if we can go ahead and watch that. And those of you at home, you'll be able to hear what we're watching, I guess.
You're going
to
hear it. Lane here with the Popcorn Talking. Tonight I'm at the premiere of It at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood. I'm going to be talking to the cast and crew of this awesome horror movie. Stay tuned. Love your suit and your tie. You look great.
Aww. Thank you.
So, did you do the tie to match
Jackson
the yellow
Robert?
Jacket?
Georgie.
Yes, I actually did.
Nice. What was it scary working on a horror movie like this?
Well, it wasn't that scary because I got to see like all the characters and like the blood and stuff. It wasn't that gruesome because I knew it was all fake.
What was the most fun part to film?
I think it was when my arm was getting ripped off because it was kind of interesting because I knew
what a cool
it wasn't
kid.
Fake. I knew that it wasn't real because I went in prosthetics and we molded my arm, so it wasn't that scary.
Awesome.
Scary.
Well, congratulations. I look forward to seeing it. You are awesome.
Thank you.
Here's the old dress.
Well, thank
so
you so
cute.
Much. And he's smiling the whole time for the people just listening. He's like, yeah, the blood, and my
blood.
Arm gets ripped off. It's like, oh, you are so cute.
And Carrie can do the dubbing for his voice because she's actually speaking. You can maybe get a cut of that $123 million if they do sequel.
Don't want to take anything away from that kid. He's such a cutie.
And here's our next one.
Yeah.
Where was this at?
What does the endorsement by Stephen King mean?
Oh, wait.
To
we skipped our
huge,
questions.
Huge. I couldn't ask for more. I mean, if he likes it,
Bill Skarsgård.
Ultimately, I respect his work
Pennywise.
And his mind so much that it means the world to me.
What is it like getting into that character,
never mind.
Into Pennywise?
It's a process unlike anything I've ever done before. You know, it's an extreme character and a very
dark, disturbed character, so you need to kind of dig deep to find that in yourself.
I totally pictured an old weird dude. I didn't know it was him.
I said it was what's the most fun
thing. The
whole
journey of it was amazing. And the fact that he's so different in every aspect that I am, and voice and posture and everything, it was a lot of fun.
Favorite behind-the-scenes moment?
Huh?
Favorite behind-the-scenes moment?
I think my first day on set was amazing, doing the kids' reaction of seeing me in the full makeup for the first time was pretty great.
Well, thank you so much for watching. I'm Carrie Lane with the Popcorn Talk.
Sorry, it was queued up correctly. I was like, wait, I thought there was more.
That was pretty cool. Yeah,
he was great, too. And props to Bill Skarsgård and his PR people, because he was out doing some interviews, and they're like, oh, he has to go inside. And then they were all like, oh, bummer. Like, we'll come back. And everyone's like, man, right. But he totally did, and he just did. They did group interviews. So,
he came back 27 years later.
Right? Yeah.
No, I was like, I had the wrong Skarsgård in mind.
I thought it was
the one from The Vampire.
True Blood.
Alexander Skarsgård. You would have seen his abs way more.
And I don't know if you guys can tell, but just from listening to this, and then another show that Bill Skarsgård is in, if you guys are like, wait, who's this guy? Hemlock Grove.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a guilty pleasure show, let's be honest, because it starts really good, and then you're like, all right. And then he was also in Atomic Blonde, but in it, I was just like blown away. I thought he did an amazing job, because just listening to him and his posture and everything, it's complete transformation.
All right.
Totally loved it.
And we have one more interview with Nicholas Hamilton. He played Henry, who is the bully.
How excited are you to see this film?
I'm so pumped. I mean, it's been, it feels like just yesterday we wrapped, but it does feel, I mean, at the same time, it feels like a long time ago since we filmed the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I saw it a week ago before this, and it's what makes it so different than a normal horror movie, it's just constantly creepy, rather than sort of like the jump scares or the torture porn that you normally see in horror movies nowadays. But I think that's what makes this movie so terrifying, is that you're just always on edge and always uncomfortable throughout the whole movie. Yeah.
So I hear you're a bully in the film. Tell me about that.
So I play Henry Bowers. He starts as a bully at the start of the movie, just sort of normal, generic bully, terrorizing the kids. But then sort of throughout the film, he gets more and more insane. And by the end, it has taken hold of him. Which in the book is, in the movie, it's handled so well. Like there's a moment in the movie where you can just see that he's taken over, and it's a beautiful scene. But yeah, that's what makes Henry Bowers so special.
Had you read the book before or watched the previous films?
Well, when I got the role, I read the book for the first time, and I mean it's a fantastic book. It's a masterpiece. But I think we tried our best to pay as close homage to the book as we can. And not just remake the miniseries, you know. But I did talk to Jared, who plays Henry Bowers in the original miniseries, before we started filming, and he gave me a few tips, and that sort of helped me up. So, but on top of that, like just the script, like the writing in the script, it's just a beautiful script, and that helped me a lot too.
And are you scared of clowns?
Oh, I'm terrified. I think anyone, even if you're not scared of clowns, if you come to see this movie, you'll come out with a fear of clowns. There's no doubt.
Cool. So it'll be like, you know, the Jaws for clowns.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Exactly. You never want to go on the ocean again.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations.
So much. Thank you.
Congratulations, Kara. That was awesome.
Great stuff.
Awesome interviews.
And have you heard that they were doing an all clown audience screening? Like you have to
dress up as a clown.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw the photo of it and I was like,
And there's been a rash of clowns sitting in theaters across the country as well.
Gosh. Oh, they did good PR on that. They had like balloons tied to sewers and stuff. And then at the black carpet, they had a bunch of people dressed up as Georgie walk out with a balloon and stand on Hollywood Boulevard.
At Comic Con, was standing on the bridge just. Yep. Really still and not moving, and that was a
nice.
Remember
thing,
last
yeah.
year there was a rash of just clowns in different
sightings.
Sightings
yeah.
across
Pennsylvania was.
I bet
spot,
you
yeah.
that may have been.
Well, they deny it, but.
So, what was it like being there on the black carpet?
That was a really cool carpet. They tried to get as much time as they can, but it is always like you know rushing people in. I like that it was a black carpet that made it so much cooler, and the Georgies gave an extra atmosphere. They were out on the it was kind of this zigzag, and so they're out on the side, but that was cool. And Yeah, everybody was definitely pumped to see it and really excited.
Which
and,
theater?
The Chinese Theater.
Chinese Theater. Mm-hmm. The Grauman Chinese Theater in downtown
and
Hollywood.
Yeah. If you go to the Popcorn Talk, you can watch the other interviews. We also talked to the composer and one of the writers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So. And you guys are talking about it on your other show that you are hosting.
Yeah, we have a box office breakdown where we talk about what movies came out over the weekend. So we all talked about that a lot, as well as Anthony engineering that. So he chimed in as well.
Fantastic. All right. So let's talk for a minute about it, the movie. So, without being too spoilery, what did you guys think?
I love the performances from the kids. Mm-hmm. I read this mm-hmm. one article that said you're going to come in for the clown and probably come back again to watch it for the losers, and I agree, because those kids are really great together. There's a lot of great ensemble work that they do, mm-hmm. along with Bill Skarsgård as the clown. The kids are like, these are so much fun kids.
Clown, what'd you think?
Can I take this thing off?
Take it off.
Let's see your handsome face. Time to join the
show.
And then he has another clown mask on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Take that mask off, I said.
Yeah.
Cheese bum on the couch here. You can find me on Twitter at ConGuy. What? Wait, it's not the beginning of the show. Right. I just blacked out completely.
What'd you think?
It's okay. What'd you
think? I thought it was an amazing movie. I watched the miniseries when I was young. I was kind of around their age, middle school, but rewatched it recently, but I really think they did a perfect blend of taking some of the cool moments and just different things and taking it kind of further. And when I watched it too, I was like, I kind of wish there wasn't the back and forth, because you kind of know who survived.
You're talking about the older one, the mini.
The older one. There was all the back and forth, so you're like, well, you know they're alive when they're older. Where when you watch it, as if you don't really like know the movie well, then you're kind of like, I don't know if they'll survive the film. So that was great.
Yeah, you're stuck in one time period. Yeah. The fact that you start with a kid dying, you're like, oh, kids can die in this.
Yeah.
And on screen, too. You don't see a lot of
a
child
death,
on
yeah.
screen.
I don't think it's too spoilery to say,
Georgie
got his arm ripped off.
He said it in the interview.
Yeah, he said it. That's the best part.
He said it chomped right off.
That was ballsy. I love that.
I was like, oh. It was so sad for him.
I hate to say it. I love it when movies kill kids, because it shows you that they're not... I don't like kids dying, but I'm saying it shows
not
you that
life,
they're...
Not in real life.
It's the original Jaws. They killed a kid out of... I don't...
They never
like
show
I'm
it on
massive.
Screen
Sounds like
either.
I'm a terrible person, doesn't it?
No,
No, it just shows it's a gutsy movie, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes you... and it makes you feel uncomfortable. I remember sitting at... a horror film festival, and there was a short film, and the kid is like being babysat, but then like someone comes in and starts like shanking him, and he just dies while hanging, and people were like, no one knew what to do, but because you never see an on-screen child death, it's always off-screen.
Now I just have to say this though, not everybody did love the movie. I actually have a colleague, Max, who said that the movie It was missing two letters, SH.
Uh-oh.
That's what he thought of the movie.
Wow.
And I was like,
that's clever, though.
I know.
What's that?
Your mom's in the room. Watch your mouth.
Itch.
So what do you guys think about that? What do you think about the criticisms that it wasn't scary enough? Some people said it wasn't scary enough, and some people said it dwelt too much on the aw shucks childhood stuff.
No.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I've heard the complaint it dwelled too much on the adult, like, real world, okay, we don't care, we don't need to see it, like, mm-hmm. the parent-child thing that gets real creepy. Yeah. I could kind of
the
agree that
the pharmacist scene
but,
that gets real
oh my gosh, that
but that's
was
what's, but that's what's scary. Is
yeah.
it scary if I had a
But that's
a
what
child,
kids deal with. You know,
it's terrifying.
Not like it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm.
I would argue this is a movie about
weird adults in a town.
Right. So that I overall, like, I wasn't scared, but I felt there were good scary moments.
Yeah.
And I know people were scared. So it's...
I thought it was a movie about the horrors of childhood. That's what it was actually about. Like, it represented everything scary that could happen to a child, whether it's
missing,
you go missing, or the creepy, you know, abusive parents. Or
some
bullies.
Kid cuts you on the stomach.
Or, you know,
that guy, your kid just kept getting sliced.
Bullies.
We got her all the time. I was waiting for infection. Yeah. I was like, no, he's going to get infected.
He has gangrene.
Oh,
like,
Ben.
What?
I love Ben. That kid was so great.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Fun.
All right, so what about overall? Did you guys come away with a feeling of, like, it was a great, good, effective horror film, or was it lacking?
I feel like horror might not be the best description of it, because there's a lot of things. There's
rom-com,
there's supernatural, there's coming of age, and even like the end, it's like kind of felt like a classic adventure style almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
like a more combination of those rather than your typical horror movie. Mm. And like you said, Jaws, like the kill a kid at the beginning of Jaws, the kill a kid at the beginning of Abyss. Jaws is like, it's a monster, but, you know, they're on an adventure. King Kong, there's a monster, but it's an adventure. And it kind of felt more like that to me, so...
Mm.
technically speaking, it is a horror movie, but it felt like so much more than just that.
Like Stranger Things.
Well said.
Thank you for upping the game. Everything's gotten so much better since Stranger Things.
If you've read the Entertainment Weekly review of this film, it basically insinuates that this movie would not have existed without Stranger Things. Stranger Things is like the groundwork which made something like this possible, because it felt like Stranger Things. And even that one of the actors, one of the kids from Stranger Things.
He was great.
Yes, he was.
He
got potty mouthed in this
movie.
A mom
would not approve of that.
Oh, no.
But see, Stranger Things, I felt, had scarier moments.
I do.
I was more tense than that, freaking out.
The Upside Down was terrifying.
I would say it's cool.
Yeah.
The movie It is cool. I enjoyed it. I wasn't blown away or not like, oh
you
my
didn't
gosh,
sleep
it's
with
amazing.
The lights on after seeing
yeah, but it was cool and we're seeing.
I enjoyed the film. I like the fact that it was like a darker version of Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
It
was
that's what it felt like, a dark version of Stand By Me. I liked the interplay with the kids. I thought there was a little bit too much. I wanted one more horror scene,
I wanted more with Pennywise.
Yeah, I think one more big scene. I felt as if towards, I don't want to ruin it, towards the end, Pennywise felt different than towards the beginning of the film.
Because they don't fear him as much.
I think I didn't fear him as much, and that was the problem. I think,
but there were some good ones and some things I liked that too. Did you guys notice some of them? They built better than what you saw in the trailer. Like they extended it further. Like there's the garage bit that was cooler in the movie than what you see in the trailer. I was like, yes, because like you watch the trailer and you're like, that's cool, but then the actual part in the movie you're like, oh good, you guys upped it.
But I feel like, because I've seen stuff like that all the time, like the people watching projection, like the slides and the reels and then,
but
you
the
know,
book
and,
thing
but then but then oh, you're right was, that's why it was really cool. Yeah, I'm glad that scene was more than what was shot.
I was like, vague enough. Book bit was one of my favorite scare parts.
And
anybody want the bicycle scene that's in the miniseries? Do you remember that?
Somebody talked about that.
That would be the adult version.
But the thing is, in this movie, they showcased the bike like at least twice, or at least two close-ups.
The
I'm like,
silver.
And?
Can someone remind me of this scene?
I'll have to rewatch.
The bike is important, and
Yes, it is.
But in this movie, they just do some close-ups on the label on the bike twice for no reason.
The silver rider.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're just like, okay. Hint. As long as it becomes important later, that's fine. But in this one, you're like...
It might be the same bike that they used in the original TV series, and they're like, hey, look at this.
You could have done one close-up then. You don't need two or more.
What did you guys think about the fact that it concentrated on just half of the book?
That's great.
Fine.
Great.
It's good.
That was great.
I thought that it was so much better. Okay, let's talk.
We complain nowadays of them splitting up books into two halves, and this is justified for that. Kind of like the last Harry Potter book, where there's just too much for one movie.
It works.
1,000 pages is too much for one movie. So
plus, they need another $123 million, you know?
Exactly.
You need to get that. Why not?
Exactly.
Okay. And I think the next one will be scarier for us adults, because I feel like that was playing more in a childhood fear, so we're kind of watching as adults like, oh, these kids are scary.
What do you mean the next one? What are you talking about?
We already just said that. We said that they're young in this one, and they split it up.
No.
They're going to...
20.
The end of it, it goes to chapter one.
It's going to be a sequel, and it may be 27 years later. Mm. So it will be playing in the adult.
I heard that it got greenlit. Duh. Like, within a second of opening, I got greenlit, and we can expect the adult
Seth
years...
Green as an adult, 27 years later, playing...
And I hear it's coming out in 2019, so we have to wait 2 years for it to come out, so which would be kind of great.
I was just curious who's going to play them as adults. I was thinking that at the end of the movie. I'm like,
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald.
That was such a good joke.
Guess was the adult versions are going to be played by Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, and Jimmy
Rowe. Someone said Chris Pratt for Ben.
Yeah.
And then someone was saying Jessica Chastain was in talks
Beverly. Yeah.
Oh, seriously? She's already in talks?
That's what we were talking about, what we heard.
Oh, that would be great. Hey, did anybody get a chance to go through the It House, the It attraction in Hollywood?
I did.
You did. Tell me about it.
It was good. I did the It experience, the virtual reality thing. I'd still say I like that better. That was cool because there was all these cool like encounters with Pennywise. This one was cool, though. It took you into different rooms. I felt like they could have done more with Pennywise and jumping out. There was... I can spoil it now because it's not happening anymore, right?
I think it's still going.
It is?
I thought it's still going.
Sunday.
Okay. Or at least this week.
It was good. It was fun, though. But I feel like there could have been more jump out and scares along the way and stuff. Or they could have really, like, horrified you. Because they took you in all these creepy spaces and you're like, oh, gosh. I got to pick between these doors.
What was the best part?
Surrounded by the clowns. Or,
oh, did they have the doors that say not
scary?
Yeah, they had people go, and they say, you guys must choose.
I'm like, I ain't choosing. Are you crazy?
Well, you went and peeked in the coffin.
Oh, they were trying to get me to look into
but
the coffin.
If Pennywise would have jumped out, he would have fell backwards, and it would have been hilarious.
I would have passed out right there. That would not have been a wise
Does he get more scared than when you've done the videos?
Oh.
That would have, yes.
Wait, she's talking about a video. So why don't we just go ahead, and because we have a little bit more of a topic to talk about in it, but let's wait for the video. Okay. I don't want to break the feeling of it. Oh, wait, it's queued up. So Luke, why don't you tell us what's going on here?
Well, while my mom is here, I was like, why not sneak upstairs because he thinks I'm downstairs hanging out with my mom and then hide again. And then all I did is whisper a line from it. Two.
All right, let's see the mayhem that Luke has created here. All right.
You'll float.
What's this? That's so stupid.
It looks so disappointed.
I wasn't even wearing a clown mask this time.
Y'all float too!
All right. So I survived that. You know what? I used to say in the past couple times, if you have another video, send it in. We'd love to show it. From now, I think I should just start saying, we're taking bets on if I survive this Halloween. Oh, no.
Or everybody's scare Jim wherever he goes.
Yes, wherever
every
you
angle
see
of
him.
Life.
Oh, no. You see that face. You
no
scare
rest.
Him.
Scare, scare that Jim. No.
That's
all
just to
time.
Show you that it is funny. So let's talk for a second about our next Slasher Showdown. The Slasher Showdown, we've been pitting villains from the movies up against each other. Jason versus Freddy. No, we did not do Jason. Michael versus Jason. And we did Chucky versus Annabelle. This week...
Who won Chucky and Annabelle?
We didn't do that. We did Norman Bates versus
Leatherface.
Versus Annabelle?
Oh, is that a spoiler?
Wait, no. Annabelle and Chucky is an article we did online.
Oh, okay.
Versus Leatherface. It was Norman Bates and Leatherface because they're tied to the same guy.
So as we are in the last stretch of our show today, what we're going to do is Pennywise versus Pennywise. So it's the 1990 television version of Pennywise, who played by Tim Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Which was amazingly done. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to pit him up against Bill Skarsgård, the 2017 Pennywise. And we're going to see who comes out on top. Who is the better Pennywise, all right? So let's see what you guys think. First up, who is the scarier clown? What do you guys think?
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, now that I've seen the actor and I know the actor who plays this year's Pennywise, I just want to make out with him, even if he chomps my face off. So I'll have to go with the original Tim Curry is the scarier.
But see, you think Tim Curry and then you just remember Rocky Horror and you're like, not scary
anymore. Oh, you're right.
You also remember Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, and you think, oh, he's just a funny buffoon.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's a really hard comparison because it's kind of like comparing Jack Nicholson and Heath Ledger to each other with the role of Joker because it's same thing. It was like terrifying back then. He did such a good job, but then today's technology and everything. So it's like if you take Tim Curry to today, let him do the same kind of thing, I think he'd be scarier. But it was a different kind of thing, so it's a hard comparison in my mind to do. But I would say equally scary.
But you have to choose.
Here's a way to think of it, too. So someone I know, they didn't like how this Pennywise had kind of the buck teeth looked childlike. Yeah. But does that make him creepier or not?
He looks like a bunny. And then I was thinking of Easter bunnies. Then I was thinking of horror Easter bunnies. Train of thought.
All right, let's vote. One is Tim Curry. Two, Bill Skarsgård. You have to choose which one is the scarier clown. All right, one, Tim Curry. Two, Bill Skarsgård. Ready, set, go.
Bill. Oh,
one,
I thought you were saying it. Sorry.
Oh, it's so close.
But Carrie changed my mind after Rocky Horror.
So Bill won that one.
Skarsgård.
I remember being scared by the old one, and this one I wasn't as scared. I liked the choice of making him look childlike, which makes it creepier. Like how he talks to Georgie, like that's just so creepy.
So what is the face you would least like to see peeking out from you at you from your dark closet in your bedroom. The face you would not want to see.
Pennywise. The new one. Those eyes.
It's the eyes.
Chucky face.
It's the glowing eyes. And it's also, the actor actually did this where his eyes weren't looking in the same direction. Yep. He could actually do that. They were going to CGI that.
It looked like it.
It's his real eyes.
Yeah.
He can make them look different.
He
can make them look off in different directions. So that's what they used to do.
His mom would not let him do that.
All right. And lastly, okay, so Bill just won those two. So the most important question, who is the better Pennywise?
That's like apples and oranges. I'm sorry, they're different.
That's hard. Yeah. That's hard.
Which, okay, so I guess we're going to give Bill the Pennywise crown this week. I agree with you, apples and oranges, because the Pennywise from 1990 sang and danced and performed and and he was haunted.
On a TV budget on ABC.
they did more and made him creepy with less. So then I'm
Love them both.
But this one achieved such great visuals and the transformation from what they... From like what the kids first see in him, that's so great.
Well, I can't wait to see what you guys think. So make sure you're commenting below and on this video.
Let
I'm
going to
read it and make and yeah, we'll get a conversation.
I don't know which is the better
Curry
film.
Didn't keep What's hiding the better behind film? Balloons? Come on, he had to perform more.
Okay, 1990 versus 2017. Which one's the better It?
The movie. You mean the movie?
Okay, I'm going to go with the movie. I mean, which version?
Which version?
2017 versus 1990.
I'm going to say 2017.
I concur.
I think there's some performance things, like some scenes with Annette O'Toole and Jason Ritter, which haven't, I'm sorry, John Ritter, which haven't aged as well as some performance.
They aged so terribly.
Performance-wise,
yes. I just watched it last week,
For sure.
I was laughing.
I wish they would have... It wouldn't have been a TV movie because then they could have done more and made it probably into a classic horror film that could have been more scary and more rated R and whatever it needed to be. Not that it had to be rated R, Mom, but, you know, I feel like they could have done more if it wasn't a TV movie. But no one definitely loved it.
Didn't you say
so
that when you were a kid, your mom, what did your mom take away from you as a kid?
Scream.
Why?
Scream because I was watching it too much.
And she won't even let you watch Scream the TV series now, to this day.
She calls him every week. Says, don't. What are you watching?
Nah. Well, did you hear the
Mama Cheese is pretty cool. She doesn't do that.
The sequel of it in 2019 is going to be NC-17.
Of what? Wow.
No, I'm lying.
All right. As we end the show today,
scene.
Guys, this is today we're just celebrating monsters. So what I want to do is as we end the show, the character of It was an incredible monster. And we talked about Monster Palooza this week. What is your favorite monsters of all time? What are your favorite monsters of all time? I will start. The one that started it for me, I talked about it before, was the Creature from the Black Lagoon. Is my absolute most favorite monster. I cannot get enough of that monster. What do they call him? The Gill Men. Did he come out in the 1950s? Yeah, and the guy.
Yeah, 3D craze.
I remember when I was a kid, we went to the 7-Eleven to buy the 3D glasses to watch the Creature from the Black Lagoon. My second monster is. Did you guys remember this movie called The Blob? Have you ever heard of The Blob?
Yes.
With Steve McQueen.
Yes.
Yes.
I love The Blob. So those are my two. And Godzilla. Those are my three favorite monsters. All right. Carrie,
I don't have a countdown. I'm just going to list some movies where there are monsters and I like them. Tall, which is otherwise known as Tail. Troll Hunters, Rare Exports, Nightbreed, No Such Thing, Slither, Ginger Snaps, and The Host. And actually, Wolf Cop is really darn cool.
Wolf Cop! And Slither is stinking amazing.
I love that you have a list ready to go. It's like
I looked it up. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Do you know who directed Slither?
Wasn't that James Gunn?
James Gunn, the director of Guardians.
It's Michael Rooker's first host.
I like the ones that I was looking for obscure ones.
Well, you got them.
And then if you guys, and I would say Rare Exports is much better than Krampus, too.
Jake.
You guys haven't seen it yet.
King Kong is, I love that monster movie, very good. Love the slow reveal up from the egg. The egg sack, finally seeing the face of the alien queen from James Cameron's Alien.
I thought you were talking about King Kong.
It's coming down.
Yes.
Egg sack. King Kong. And then if anyone watches Doctor Who, the Weeping Angels on Doctor Who are absolutely terrifying.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right.
I remember from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer series, the gentlemen who were in the episode Hush.
Hush, the creepiest guys ever.
Really, really creepy, all that on-screen silence on television.
Don't you have a friend who is one of them?
Yes. Hopefully we'll get him on as a guest.
We're trying to get him on the show here,
it'll be great. And then I think anything where people are contorting themselves, like in the ring, and they come out in fast motion, And then, oh my god, I remember this movie called Slugs. When I don't know if it counts as a monster, but the slugs would go in your mouth and kill you from the inside. And then a slug crawled into a head of lettuce, and then they chopped it like a salad. So now, and then I had a fear of olives, black olives. I just couldn't eat black olives, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh man. Salads are out for me now. Cheeseman.
Okay, a couple of quick things for me. Stuff that terrified me as a kid. For some reason, there was something in Darby O'Gill and the Little People. There was this weird ghost scene.
Yes!
The most, like,
random. The Banshee. From Darby O'Gill.
Could not sleep.
So yes.
Just
kid.
Could not sleep. The Jabberwocky from some Alice in Wonderland thing was, like, super scary.
Yep.
Freaked me out. And then, if anybody saw Return to Oz or these little, like, weird wheeling things, freaking terrifying.
The wheelie things,
But now, as adult, I'm still terrified of my all-time favorite monster, Jaws.
Yes.
I still even think there's sharks in pools, and I just I can't go surfing if it's not like than like waist deep. But I can do it in like shallow beaches that have little waves, and then I just hop on the board. But I cannot dangle my feet in like 12 feet of water because they just did it so well that I'm like terrified for life of the shark, even though it looks fake. But that movie, I love the movie. It's my favorite movie, and I'm absolutely terrified of great white sharks.
Does Mama Cheese have anything she wants to yell out so we can all hear? Anything, any monsters that scare you, Mama Cheese?
I think being on camera terrifies
her. All right.
Jim, if it's
me watching Scream too many times terrifies her.
Can I just throw in mine?
Yes.
I actually was thinking about him while you were going off. It's the thing, the monster from The Thing, but it's the defibrillator scene.
Oh.
That specific monster is amazing.
The chest opening bite.
Yeah, exactly. Hans Labyrinth, the hands in the eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, Tailman. Yes.
And just everything from the Army, the Army of Darkness trilogy.
Yep.
The Evil Dead trilogy. I just love the Deadites.
Evil Dead, all right.
The tree in Evil Dead, the first one.
Yeah.
Ah! Yep. That's a pretty good list there. We're going to put this list online and see, and I want you guys to tell us what your favorite monsters are. This is our monster episode. It's been a lot of fun talking about it. It has been great. All right, thank you guys for tuning in to the Scare Guy this week. Hopefully you will follow us, comment, let us know what you guys think. Luke, everybody tell us where we can find you, starting with the
I'm starting at the end. Hey Brad, I don't know if you're watching, but I'm drinking out of a panda mug. It's how me and Brad became friends. I was wearing a panda suit, which is also terrifying. But you can find me on Twitter at ConGuyLuke or on thescareguy.com or theconguy.com or on the Twitters or Instagrams of those things. Cheers.
Angela.
You can find me everywhere at Angela Relucio. That's AngelaReLucio.
And be watching what's the show?
It's Code Black on CBS coming in January. And both seasons, I think, are out, so make sure you watch those just to support. Yeah.
Find me at JT Hummus. If you want to take a tour at the Warner Brothers Studios, go to WBStudioTour.com. Come down, take a tour. We'll have fun together.
Special Halloween themed tour.
Special Halloween themed tour coming out in October. Details to follow.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And then I will have to tag you because I have a couple of horror short films. One, it's How to Survive a Horror Movie. And then the other one is kind of making fun of how we are mean to vegan people, and maybe we shouldn't do that.
Made these films?
I directed them, yeah.
Oh, congratulations! All right,
you guys.
Horror director.
We got a couple of directors and actors and everything in the room. And I am just Jim. I am the managing editor here.
I am Scare Jim.
Please scare me all you want. Memorize this face.
You're going to scare him on the street. That's why.
You can find me online at Con Guy Jim, or you can say, where can you find me? Or you can follow us
on Twitter
at thescareguy.com. You can always follow us there. And we hope you guys will subscribe here. We have another episode coming up in 2 weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of scary stuff. And then next week, check us out. The Con Guy's back talking about the things coming up in October. All right. We'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.